Now we present the bandstand program, and this is your old band leader, Ray Goulding, all set to spin 1,000 records. For the next half hour, all you music lovers, come on up here. I got some 12 biscuits just right out of the platter factory. I'm going to set them spinning at 78 and jiving here for the next half hour. Had a lot of requests this week for a Sicilian tarantella. And I have three or four different arrangements by three or four different bands that I'm going to try to work in within the next 5-10 minutes of this program. There have been a lot of requests also for Tony Martin, and I'm going to try and work in his Cinderella Stay in My Arms cookie that's been fast moving on the coast. It's one of them high spinning records, you know what I mean? And I got a lot of other stuff that I'm going to be spinning for you. And I don't want you to go away or nothing like that. Let me see what's first up here today. A little music here by the Hungry Trio and their orchestra. That's the fellow's name, Hungry Trio. You probably know his brother Al Trio. He had a quartet for a while. It was the Trio Quartet. And they went nowhere. That's where they're currently playing, Club Nowhere. In Drake, you know what I mean? Let me see what else we've got here.
Do you have any commercials at all on this program?
Oh, happy day, we have two. Two today, and by way of introduction, I should really tell you that it is Matinee with Bob and Ray. It's a program where I try to paint pictures with words. It's cheaper that way. Did you ever try to buy oil? And we'll be here for a half hour as a public service. As you know, this coming Monday, we'll have Ken Wilson back and Bill Green. They'll be back. I'll have to let go the three musicians who have been substituting for them. And Bob Elliott will return. And I imagine he'll return as just as brown as the inside of a banana after his vacation. He's had a wonderful time, and we're all anxiously awaiting to hear about his vacation and see if he's put on any weight. We've had a load of entries. There's one particular entry on that Funnier Than contest that we've been running. And I think it's very good. Now, this woman in Salem really went to some trouble to do this. She took two pieces of paper and used a razor and cut out letters. And I'll just have to read this to you so you can appreciate what it says. Now, she used a razor blade on these two large pieces of paper and cut out the following message. Dear Ray, what will be funnier than my husband's face after he tries to shave with the blade I'm using? Signed, H. Slager, 13 Sylvan Street in Salem, Massachusetts. I think that's a wonderful entry, and I'm going to send that to her. Send her some chocolates, I mean. Some rich, creamy, Cynthia sweet chocolates. You eat one of those things, and boy, you feel real good again. Feel like life is worth living. So, Mrs. Slager, I think that was a marvelous entry, and we'll send you some chocolate. Hey, is there a relief pitcher anywhere? I got to send him to Detroit right away, quick. Gee whiz, what a way to lose an 8-game win streak. Doggone it, I thought we had that one all sashed away somewhere, that game yesterday. When I heard the score of 7-2, and then I smugly turned in, or should I say snug? No, I smuggled. When I smuggled in and I listened to a news broadcast over WHDH last night to make sure of the final score, when I heard it at 4:30 or so in the afternoon, they were ahead 7-2, and then I tuned in about 9:30 and heard the score 8-7. I did a double take, and did you ever take a double take? Ooh, the morning after. How about those musicians, Jim, that we have substituting for Ken and Bill this week? They're very good. They play a lot of swell music. Will you put down the dust cloth and let's go to work here? What are you going to play? Something real good, I trust? It's a little cookie, friends, right out of the platter factory, like I was telling you.
Thank you.
home today, friends, you'll appreciate it, particularly in this hot weather. Well, I didn't seem to work in there at all, but that's what they said for me to do. Here is a letter that I want. Well, it isn't really a letter. It's a card. It's from Nancy Bird out in West Roxbury, and she says, what could be funnier than a barrel of mighty Ray Gouldings? Also, you can drop Ken and Bill. The new Sturdley Trio is the best in the world. I don't think you even need, she said, I don't think you even need Ken and Bill on the program or Bob or anybody, she said. Just take a gun and shoot yourself. That's a very swell entry, and I'm going to send her candy. Please send me a membership card for your I Hate Ken and Bill Club. Well, I will just as soon as they're published. I'm having 10 or 15,000 of them made up, friends, that I'll be tickled to death to send out. It's beautiful. All it says is, I hate Ken and Bill deeply. And then you sign your name. There's a dotted line where you sign your name, and you can carry it in your wallet. And it's contingent, however. It's one of those contingent things. You have to buy 4 Cadillacs before you can really hate Ken and Bill down deep. Then you can hate them all you want. Isn't that nice? We'll send you some candy, though, Nancy. Here's another letter that I wanted to comment on I got this morning. It's from West Chelmsford, Massachusetts. And it says, Dear Raymond, what could be funnier than a barrel full of lobsters eating Ken Wilson? It was just a suggestion. Then he says, This, however, is not primarily my reason for writing. As a lifelong resident of the town of Chelmsford, I feel it is my duty to inform you that the name Chelmsford is pronounced exactly as it is spelled. The L is not silent. Now take, for instance, your great city of Lowell. Think now what it would sound like if it were pronounced with the L silent. The result would be O. It would sound more like a hog calling contest than the name of a city. And would appreciate it if you would give this matter your sturdy attention while you writhe in agony. The peoples of Chelmsford await your sincere apology and promise that it will never, never, never happen again. Signed, Bud Lundberg of West Chelmsford, Massachusetts. Well, I was born and brought up in Lowell, and of course Chelmsford is a suburb, and the only person I have ever heard pronounce L in that name was Winston Churchill, and he was referring to Chelmsford, England. But if they pronounce it Chelmsford up there, then we'll pronounce the L's. But honestly, when I say that, I've never heard anybody pronounce the L in Chelmsford. Really never did. But I'm shocked to learn this. He says also, tell Mary Margaret to hang by her thumbs. I certainly will. We have an engineer whooping in the background. I don't know whether you can hear him, friends. Yeah, I guess you can. Is that? And nothing like an engineer wooing in the background.
Testing.
He must be testing with the ballpark or something. Incidentally, we'll have a ball game this afternoon from Braves Field. Pride? The Braves are playing the Chicago Cubs. Got a long one from Joan and Al Merrill in Quincy. And I don't... this last PS says, the radio will loudly blare if you will read this on the air. It's so long, I'm afraid I can't. I mean, it's 3 or 4 pages. I mean, I can read 1 or 2 paragraphs, though. But she said, we liked your Brooklyn accent. I'll beat you on the head already, hey. And we laughed at the Jim Dandy sneakers for a fast getaway. That's just a very sample of some of the funny stuff that the Merrills turn out. Well, which is good. We'll have to send her some candy. Joe, I imagine Joan wrote that. Al doesn't write poetry. So we'll send them some chocolates. I started off as a disc show today, friends. I thought it'd be something new. You don't get to hear many disc shows. And, of course, there's a rage out on the coast. And I thought I would bring the idea just to see how it would go over, of me talking in between records. Play a record and read a commercial or something. I thought it'd be kind of good. And I thought a little later, maybe about 1:30, introduce something called news. Well, say, of course, there are newspapers, but you don't hear the news on the radio. So I figured you could have a fella come in and read the news for 5 minutes. I think it might be pretty effective. I'm going to try that at 1:30. I'll find somebody to read the news, and we'll see how it works out. It may not develop in anything, but we'll give it a try. But this disc jockeying certainly should go over. Now, if I was a disc jockey, and this was a disc jockey show, I would at this point say I will now introduce the girl singer that I think is the greatest. And I brought her in here today to sing for us on a little platter cracker. It's imported from far overseas. It's a swell little ditty. You're the one I care for. You don't have it. Well, see, that's what happens all the time, see? As a disc jockey, you go along talking, you introduce the record. All of a sudden, the engineer goes, no! God, I don't have that one. See what happens? That's why I'm never going to be a disc jockey. Never. I'm going to read the fish news, always. You never get in any trouble. You always have those reports. They always come in. But anyway, albeit singular, we do have her now, fortunately. Where is it? Well, that's life. I better go back and read poetry then, I guess. What could be more funny than a barrel of Mungies? How about a barrel of Ken and Bill's Clinkers? That isn't very funny, Miss English, honestly. I mean, it's a good idea, but, boy, you get a barrel of those fellows' Clinkers and you've got trouble. And, boy, if you ever had to sit in a room with a barrel of Ken and Bill Clinkers, you wouldn't laugh a minute, honest. I got several votes for president of Standard Oil, I'm very happy to say. Have we got that record? Oh, wonderful. Here's this little girl that I was telling you about. She's English singer. She's from England, and she's still there, in fact. And she sends over these records over to the States, you know, and they're selling very well, I understand. But now, I think she's a good singer. And this song is very pretty, too. So, if this was a disc jockey show, long about now, I'd say, here's the hit song of the week. Go right ahead, young lady. That's why I wouldn't make a good disc jockey. I play that kind of music. That's Vera Lynn, who I think is the greatest singer. And I hear about once in a blue moon. I'm going to call all the disc jockeys together someday and really read the law. No doubt about it. That's all there is to it. Or you can write to all the disc jockeys, as Ray Goulding said, to get moving. do it quick, friends. We'll do it now while you're thinking about it. And after you write that letter, you'll feel good again. Here's an entry from Charles Butter down at Bryanville, Massachusetts. And he writes he's vacationing down there, I gather. Maybe he isn't, but I think he's vacationing because he's living care of somebody. And he says, "Dear Ray, what would be funnier than a barrel full of leaky fountain pens? By the way, doesn't that pianist that's filling in for Ken and Bill sound like Ben Light?" Well, you know, funny thing, Charlie, it is Ben Light, as a matter of fact. And that's exactly who it is. It's Ben Light's trio that's been playing all this week. And you evidently agree with me that he plays awful well. He has a nice, very, very nice trio. And of course, it's all that yucky, yucky corn-type music, but it's real good, though, and nobody turns it off. So, Charles, I think you're right on the ball, evidently, and in fact, I've had several cards saying, I know it's Ben Light, everybody does. It's like me saying, now I'm going to sing Stardust and put on a Bing Crosby record. I guess everybody would know it wasn't me. Anyway, Charlie, to you down there at Bryanville, Massachusetts, where you're vacationing, we expect, don't go home before you get your Cynthia suite. They'll be coming through the mail as quickly as possible. Also had an entry this morning on, it would be pretty funny to be caught in the steam room with a pocket full of Cynthia Sweet's chocolate. Ethel Watt has also detected Ben Light. We'll have to send her some candy. Good for you, Ethel. And let me see. Mrs. Day writes from Norwood. He had a couple of funny entries here. I can find. Oh, yes. What would be funnier than a barrel full of strawberry-flavored jello? I think that would be funny. I think I'd laugh at a week now. But incidentally, you know, that reminds me of something that happened to me one time. Some of my friends got into where I was living while I was away. And when I came home at night, I had a bathtub filled with, I think, lime jello. Now, that's a fact. Right up to the top. I had enough jello to last me for a year. That actually happened, too. Now I got to talk about something else. Talk about air conditioning and breathing fresh, clean air. I'm one to back that up 100%. If you're going to breathe, and everyone's doing it these days, why not breathe fresh, clean air? Now, there's an announcement coming that I want you to listen to. I'm going to say a few words after the commercial, and I want you to listen to that, too. So go ahead, Jim. We're going to set that thing spinning, please.
Select your own weather for office, bedroom, or living room with the sensational new 1949 Philco Room Air Conditioner. Cools in the summer, ventilates in the winter. A Philco air conditioner gives you real air conditioning, the same as you get in the finest theaters and restaurants. Not only cools, dehumidifies, and circulates the air, but it also brings in filtered fresh air from the outside and removes the stale indoor air. Philco air conditioners are quiet, vibrationless, and efficient. Can be easily installed. No plumbing, piping, or special wiring is required. For a limited time only, the air conditioning division of the House of Television is making an amazing offer. To introduce Philco air conditioning for every home and office. They will make an air conditioning survey of your home or office free, without any obligation. Usually, this survey costs $5. Either write to Bob or Ray, WHCH, call Richmond 20723, or visit the House of Television, and an appointment will be made for your free Philco air conditioning survey in your home or office. See the Philco air conditioner in operation at the House of Television, 172 Cambridge Street, Boston.
Now, don't forget to drop a penny postcard to me here at WHBH for more information on the free Philco air conditioning service for your home or office. As I said on the transcription, that usually costs you $5. But if you send a card, we'll send the fellows out. They'll go through your house, your office, and tell you exactly what you need to air condition your room, your house, or your office. And it's something to think about, certainly. And send me a card while you're thinking about it. Don't wait until the ninth inning of this afternoon's ball game because you won't think of it then, I know. The Braves always come up with 15 runs in the ninth inning. They're a great ninth inning team. Says here, what could be funnier than a barrel of Ray and Leo's modern portraits? We were discussing portraits and art yesterday on this program, and Master Gleason of Hancock, New Hampshire, submits what I think a very interesting drawing, and we'll have to send him some candy. It looks like something by Salvador Dali, too. So you'll be looking, and I'm going to try and have the candies arranged in such a fashion that you would think Salvador Dali had a hand in it. In fact, I'm going to try and have Salvador Dali's hand in that box that I send you. So you watch for the mailman. He'll be winking and blinking at you. What was I going to say? Oh, yes, the following is transcribed. It really isn't, though. It was something I wanted to say. What's funnier than a barrel of banana oil poured on an escalator rail at rush hour? Well, I think that's pretty funny. Marty Highland of Norwood. And I think you will find your banana oil in the mail. I hope so, anyway. Well, I see where Mr. and Mrs. Vernon Spinney of 25 Newhall Street in Lynn have been down in New York recently. They write to us on the hotel path stationery. What could be funnier than a barefoot in a barrel of feathers? Well, that's kind of funny. Or that's, this is a very good one. Or Crabby Foreman packed in a barrel like sardines. Well, I'm not laughing. Crabby Foreman aren't funny. Of course, it'd be funny to look at, I suppose. You said you told me to write if I found work. Well, I've got a job looking for water and bed springs. Mr. and Mrs. Vernon Spinney of Lynn, Massachusetts. Not very good. Say, you know, tonight at Wonderland, and that will highlight the big Saturday racing program. The spotlighted seventh and eighth races will be over. Now write this down, friends. The 5/16th mile distance. While the ninth and tenth will bring the post. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right, I forgot. As I was saying, the ninth and tenth will bring the post the long-distance champions over the Revere course. Now, here are the entries for the great night. Romantic Sally. You're telling me? Topper's Molly. Here are the 1:30 headlines. Half Cast. Refreshing. Don Astra. Reckless Align. And Daily Delivery. Post time, first race, 7:45. The Daily Double closes at 7:30. And Revere is near, too, from Boston by MTA, from Maverick Station, from everywhere over wide highways. Two floodlighted free parking lots are provided for those who drive cars. Now, go Greyhound racing tonight at Wonderland and enjoy a Saturday night of fun, speed, and thrills. And if you're tired, go to bed, you know what I mean? Hey, incidentally, the fellow that writes these Wonderland commercials, I understand, has recently become the daddy of a 9-pound boy, I think, up in Ipswich. So I want to say congratulations to him. And I just wanted to mention that. I just happened to hear that yesterday. That information fell on me. And I might mention I have a very nasty scar to show for. But that's life, you know, and life is filled with little upsets. But whenever I'm upset, friends, and feel down, gloomy, there's a little phrase I go to. It's in a book. Take it out. And I get renewed courage, and I feel, after all, that life can be beautiful, and, well, I don't know, it's something that everyone should have. I found this particular phrase years ago, right after I was separated from the French Foreign Legion. I'll read this little phrase, and maybe you'll get some encouragement from it yourself. Don't forget to drop a penny postcard to me here at WHDH for more information on the free Philco air conditioning service for your home or office. Isn't that something nice? Now, the fellow that wrote that has the soul of a poet. And his finger is right on the pulse of everyone's life. I think that's marvelous. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do, that's all. Gee whiz, we don't have time for any more music. In fact, we only have a minute left, don't we, really? 2 minutes? Excuse me, I'll find out. Now, don't go away, friends. It'll only take me a minute to find out how long I have to be on. Oh, no, I have about 2 minutes and a half,
really.
So we can talk about everything in that time. I can award some more candy, maybe. According to the mail, Ken and Bill will be back Monday. They will be back along with Bob Elliott. And we'll have our old-fashioned big-time show starting Monday. We'll have four, five, ten-piece orchestra, girl vocalist. We'll have a couple of comedians, which will be very interesting. Can you come into the studio for quiet, will you?
Please.
I'm on the air in here. Do I bother you? All right, just remember that.
Quiet, will you, please?
Excuse me. Are you reading the 1:30 news, young man? Would you care to tell us the first 1:30 headline? I mean, it would be thrilling for us.
Based on tax commission says he will intensify his war on those who buy cut rice liquor in New Hampshire.
Well, we'll all be waiting to hear about that. And that comes as good news, too. For those of you who live just a stone's throw across the border between South and North America, evidently.
But thanks a lot
for that 1:30 headline. I believe that's the first time it's ever happened to have the headline on before the news. And I feel as though I've done another conspicuous first in radio. Remember, if you want me to become a disc jockey and play Vera Lynn records from, say, 1 to 3 in the afternoon, or 2 to 4 every day, or 4 to 6, just send a penny postcard to me, Ray Goulding, or 10 to 12, Ray Goulding, care of, I'm president of Standard Oil Company, care of this station. So, yes, as a matter of fact, I have a card here before I go of 1,001 relatives of Sammy Eisen that Herbert Spitz of Mattapan wrote into me. And he said he ran into several of them. For instance, there was Simon Eisen, Pasteur Eisen, Deodor Eisen, Vulcan Eisen, Real Eisen, Caps Eisen, Colin Eisen, Civil Eisen, Advert Eisen, Idol Eisen, Author Eisen, Equal Eisen, Exes Eisen. Dude, I'm going crazy. See you at 1 o'clock Monday, everybody. And remember, if you get work, write. And hang by your thumbs over the weekend, you'll feel good again. This program was not transcribed and will be heard over much of this station again Monday with a full cast, including a girl.
I'd love to live in a land with a girl.
This is WHPH in Boston. There are hundreds of crooners. There's only one Bing and only one Mary Margaret Magoon. But listen to Bing tonight at 6:15 over WHPH in Boston. And stay tuned now for the latest news.
We have a big surprise, Norm. You haven't been on the air for the last minute.
For the last half hour.
Can I please get that line in?
No, absolutely not.
No, your time is up.